Today in the Warren County Radio Bible School, we're going to be looking at Peter's discourse in Acts chapter 2, beginning a Sunday school lesson called The Blessings of Pentecost. You may want to turn your Bible and get in your Bible and turn to Acts chapter 2. We'll begin reading in just a moment in verse 14. Now, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And as we come to our Bible reading today, the Holy Spirit has come on the apostles as they were sitting in the temple, just as Jesus had promised. It appeared to be tongues of fire sitting on them. And when they arose and began to speak, they were able to speak in the languages of all those who had gathered together at Jerusalem for that great Pentecost feast. But there were mockers among them. Mockers. Seem like there's always a few mockers around, doesn't it? And they say the most absurd things. Here there was a sound of a rushing mighty wind, and the appearance of fire upon the apostles, and then their ability to speak in languages from all over the world of those that had gathered for that feast. And these mockers said, they are filled with new wine. It's probably one of the most ridiculous statements you're going to find in the Scriptures, and it explains nothing. But now, in Acts chapter 2 and verse 14, we have Peter's response and his sermon. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and spake forth unto them, saying, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and give ear to my words. For these are not drunken, as you suppose, saying it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which hath been spoken through the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Yea, and on my Spirit and on my handmaidens in those days will I pour forth of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the day of the Lord come, that great and notable day. And it shall be that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God unto you by mighty works and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye by the hand of lawless men did crucify and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David saith concerning him, I beheld the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh also shall dwell in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul unto Hades, neither wilt thou give thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou madest known unto me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of gladness with thy countenance. Brethren, I say unto you freely of the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us unto this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins he would set one upon his throne, he, foreseeing this, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that neither was he left unto Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus did God raise up, whereof we are all witnesses, being therefore by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he hath poured forth this which ye see and hear. For David ascended not into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thine enemies the footstool of thy feet. Acts 2 and verse 36. Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom ye crucified. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent ye, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For to you is the promise, and to your children, and all them that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call unto him. And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, save yourselves from this crooked generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and there were added unto them in that day about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching, and in fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and the prayers. Acts 2 and verse 43. And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. And they sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all according as any man had need. And day by day, continuing steadfastly with one accord in the temple and breaking bread at home, they took their food with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to them day by day those that were saved. The devotional reading for this passage is found in the book of Joel. And I want to read to you that passage that Peter quoted, but I want to begin a little earlier. Joel chapter 2, beginning in verse 21 and going down to verse 32. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for Jehovah hath done great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth its fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their fruit. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in Jehovah your God, for he giveth you the former rain in just measure, and he causeth to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain, in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats overflowing with new wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent to you. And ye shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and shall praise the name of Jehovah your God, that he hath done wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame, and ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am Jehovah your God, and there is none else, and my people shall never be put to shame. Joel 2:28, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out of my Spirit, and I will show wonders in heaven and in earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of Jehovah cometh. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Jehovah shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be those that escape, as Jehovah hath said, and among the remnant those whom Jehovah doth call." Now, the golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Acts 2:38. "Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Our Sunday school teacher invites us to study all of Acts chapter 2, and that is what he has done. And let me read this first paragraph, and then we're going to go back and read some of these texts referred to in the first paragraph of the Sunday school lesson. It reads like this: "Study all of Acts 2. The teacher should briefly state to the class what Pentecost was. Why called Pentecost? What else was it called? What characterized the people on that occasion? From the references we learn, it always came on the first day of the week. This day has been called the birthday of the church." The day of Pentecost was not called Pentecost in the Old Testament. The word means the 50th, and we see how it got that name by going back and reading Leviticus chapter 23, verses 15 through 21. You see, God was telling Israel in the book of Leviticus about their feast, and they were to keep the feast of the Passover, that they would remember how they were delivered out of Egypt. And indeed, it was in that week that Jesus was crucified, as that Passover lamb was slain. Now, beginning on the day after the Passover Sabbath, they were to count 50 days, and that would become another feast to remember. It says in Leviticus 23 and verse 15, "And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheaf to the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall there be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall ye number 50 days. And ye shall offer a new meal offering unto Jehovah. Ye shall bring out your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2/10 parts of an ephah. They shall be a fine flour. They shall be baken with leaven for the first fruits unto Jehovah. And ye shall present them with bread of 7 lambs without a blemish a year old, 1 young bullock and 2 rams. And they shall be a burnt offering unto Jehovah with their meal offering and their drink offering, even an offering made by fire and a sweet smelling savor. And ye shall offer the he-goat for a sin offering and 2 he-lambs a year old for a sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall wave with the bread the first fruits of the wave offering before Jehovah with the 2 lambs. They shall be holy unto Jehovah the priest. And ye shall make a proclamation on the selfsame day. There shall be a holy convocation unto you. Ye shall do no servile work. It is a statute forever in your dwellings throughout your generations." It was by the institution of these feasts, the Pentecost, followed 50 days later by the Passover, that God was preparing Israel for that time when Jesus would be slain, and then the day of Pentecost would come, as we read in Acts chapter 2.